from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 306. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. We joined momentarily by my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong. Episode 306, we're live on the YouTube. We're live on the Facebook. We're live on the radio waves, the internet radio waves. Here in Indianapolis, Indiana, on this beautiful July afternoon. Man, the sports scene is in deep summer. One thing we've got is baseball. NFL's a wrap. NBA's a wrap. We got college football coming down the pipeline. We've got NFL coming down the pipeline. We're going to talk all that and more with you tonight on this show. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take all that and plenty, plenty more. Should be a great episode tonight. Man, we got Team USA. Team USA is in effect tonight. Basketball, 10:30 Eastern time against Team Canada. A little play-in game. We'll see how Team USA fares there. We've got Kevin Durant, who's out tonight with that calf injury. Yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff tonight, you know. We're going to talk a little NFL tonight. Indianapolis Colts. Colts fans here locally are abuzz. Last night, Twitter, I put out the Colts schedule with a little W and L by next everything. I ain't gonna lie, I got the Colts going. I got them going 10-7. I got them going 10-7. I hate to say it, but you know, they get in a little gap there where. But I've got them reeling off 5 games in a row going into in the season. I got them 10-7. I think 10-7 is respectable for this Colts squad. To see if they can improve from where they're at last year. The schedule is to their likings, so we'll see kind of how that can go for the Colts this later on this fall. But can't start the show without my co-host Jonathan Birdsong, JB. We are actually live now on Facebook. Sorry, Facebook audience, you missed it for the last 2 minutes, but we're live on Facebook. JB, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, you already out of control. You already talking about the Colts going 10-7? You already out of control, man.
10-7, John.
Goodness gracious. Hey, dude,
you know how I know that – you know how I knew I felt like I was I didn't get much kickback from Colts fans. I thought I'd get a lot of kickback. I thought I was being a little too sour on them. But, no, I think 10-7 is respectable for them
Anthony
based
Richard
on that schedule,
play,
man.
Anthony Richard going to play 10 games?
Well – I mean, we'll see.
Well, anyway,
I said if they're healthy. They can go 10-7 if he's healthy.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, the biggest difference on here, I've got 3 games that are my difference maker games that can take them from being 10-7 to being 8-9, okay? Those games are week 1. They take on the Texans at home, probably the biggest game of the season. Week 1 against the Texans. Where, John,
right.
When's the last time the Indianapolis Colts have won a home opener? Look it back. 2014.
I thought it was going to be 2015. No,
10 years.
Ten years.
So it has to be done, right? It has to change. It has to happen, finally. So I'm going to say, you know what? Damn it. Maybe they can just nut up and sack up for the first game of the year, and they can finally beat the Texans at home, start the week 1 with a win at home. So I like that one. Another kickback game is the Steelers. They could easily beat the Steelers week 4. I've got Pittsburgh winning that game. I just think between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I think the Steelers are a better team this year. That's the kickback shit I'll get from Colts fans, is that they still think their team's better on paper than Pittsburgh's, and that's not the case. I got them winning in Tennessee. I don't see anything in Tennessee that looks like phenomenal to me, personally.
The Will Levis there, left over, you know, what are they going to do? Yeah, I get it, man. There's nothing
else. You know, I got them losing to Miami at home, which that could be a kickback game depending on how it goes. I got them losing at Houston. I think they split. I've got them winning at Minnesota. Minnesota's lost a lot of pieces A lot of talent gone out of there, right?
They signed up the wide receiver, though, didn't they?
They did. They signed Justin Jefferson just enough to trade him next year. But I think Colts get a victory there. Week 10, that's my iffy game, John. I got them at home winning against Buffalo. That's the one I was going back and forth on.
The LSU fan base ain't going to like that, what you just said. They think their quarterback going to go up in there and, you know what I'm saying, and do his thing. Finally. Jaden Daniels, finally. I don't know. He's going to take rookie lumps. So I gave it to you, man. Brandon, you gave him 10 games, man. I don't want to go the opposite route.
Why don't you do it? I can send you the same graphic, and you can fill it out like I did on my phone. I edited the photo and made my colors.
Brandon Reeve, I'm a little unprepared for football season. I am. Because
why? There ain't nothing else going on. You got to get prepared.
Dude, we live in a basketball world. What are you talking about, man? The USA basketball team is going through it. Kawhi Leonard ain't playing. I mean, ain't going through it, but you know what I'm saying? Kawhi Leonard ain't playing.
And you're shocked by that?
Kevin Durant swole an ankle. He's out.
And you're shocked by that? Come on, man.
No. But they got to win the go. Hold on, man. Stop it, Brandon. Stop it. Let's put our cards on the table. We got to talk about Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, he should be on the team. He got robbed.
Well,
put Derek White. Flavor of the week. Flavor of the week.
We can. Well, you know, Derek, you stop it.
Vanilla flavor of the week. Derek White.
Derek White can start on anybody's team, and he has. He started with the Spurs, started with the Celtics, man, and he won a championship, man. So, Jaylen Brown don't want to play. But all that aside, Cooper Flagg, come on, man, that's going to Duke? Are you serious, man? We live in the basketball world, man, and you know this is a smart-ass show. And, like, I can't wait to talk. I've been on Cooper Flagg for, like, 2 years. First time I seen him, he's freaking years old. He's killing it.
What about the
and
IU
you
boy?
Think, you think it's McNeely? Well,
yeah.
We're talking about Cooper Flagg. We're talking about Cooper Flagg first, man. Cooper Flagg is the real deal, Holyfield. And he's elevated.
Let me ask you this. Do the Pacers tank? Do you just say fuck it,
tank? You talk about Cooper Flagg tanking for real, though, Brandon. For real. Like Washington, just get rid of all your big contracts right now. Get rid of all your big contracts. Get rid of the homie. They went, you know what I'm saying? Get rid of Kyle Kuzma for whatever you can get rid of him for. Right? You just want lottery balls.
He could be the next Michael Jordan in Chicago.
Listen, if you're the Chicago Bulls, listen,
go for it.
You just got a McDonald's All-American. I don't like tanking, Brandon. I don't like tanking. I don't believe in it. But, like, that kid is generational. And if you got big contracts, I'm not saying you take your season because you know what I'm saying, as a fan, you have to, you know what I'm saying, own up to like winning, put a winning basketball team out there so the fans, it's entertaining. That's part of basketball that people must understand, your team wants to win too, right? But get rid of all your big contracts. If it's Chicago Bulls, get rid of Zach LaVine for beans, if that's what it takes, man, for real. Because everybody needs those teams, Chicago Bulls, the Washington Wizards, you know what I'm saying, who else? Even Brandon, even the Atlanta Hawks. I know the homie Niles, when he calls in, man, he ain't gonna want to hear that. But like, man, even if you're in a transitional Trey Young, would you Trey Young or Cooper Flagg right now? Let's go. Trey Young
Detroit?
Or Cooper Flagg right now. He's available. They've been so bad for the last two seasons, man. They can't do that.
What's this deal for Kate Cunningham? What's that mean for Jaden Ivey?
They got to – so, like, okay, Brandon, I'm glad you brought this up, man, because I told you, man, we live in a basketball world, and we've seen a lot of summer league action, right, all that too, right? But listen, our guy from Duke, you know what I'm saying, by way, you know what I'm saying, the new general manager, he's there to see what can make work and why hasn't it worked prior to. It's not like Monty Williams was a bad coach, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. And I get it, some people have this thing in their mind that, well, he didn't come there to coach a young team. He came there to coach the NBA. Well, hey, man, we got to stop doing that. All these dudes is adults. And once they sign a $10 million contract, $40 million contract, man, don't nobody want to hear that, man. He's maturing. He got to get potential. He can't hit a three. You know what I'm saying? He's not. Nah, man. So he's there to see if this can work. Point guard system, man. Brandon, I don't know if the homie's a point guard his damn self.
I don't know if he's going to get the contract.
Well, they gave him the contract. So you can't – so, like, you know, people get, you know, say these teams get into this, you know, say these fantasy-like lineups where you can have 2-point guards or whatever, or 2-ball dominant, whatever. But, like, at some point, somebody got to play defense. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean? It is. Or you got to have a defensive guard or a wing player like the Celtics did, or, you know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody play defense, man. I'll be honest with you, Brent, he's probably on slim time, but it won't be till February. Talking about Jaden Ivey. It'll be all right, because then it's gonna be all right, because then he'll go to a team. But like Brandon, he's gonna go to another team. If Jaden Ivey goes to another team, he's gonna have to understand, man, that, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to handle this yet, and the turnovers that's bad in an NBA game. That's bad. You know what I mean? So, but I think they're there to try to figure it out, and I don't think they move anybody just yet. Definitely not yet. Definitely not until February.
You're Steve Kerr. Who's your starting five for you for Team USA?
Oh, you said Team USA. Oh, man. The Kings out there.
Because you got people are going to be pissed off. There's a lot of attitudes on this team. So who's your five?
Why wouldn't you have Curry out there? I would, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be with the homie. He's my homie now, right? I'm going to be Halliburton. I would think this kind of game kind of suits him, man. But I don't know if he's going to get a starting. Because, like, he's pass first. He's a pass first kind of guy. You know what I mean? So why wouldn't you start him? But I would assume 2 out of 3 is going to be LeBron and Steph Curry, for sure.
Well, the good thing is we're on a talk shit type of sports podcast that I'm going to ask for your full five.
I can't give you the five, man.
Sure
it
you can.
Really, they got to win. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
okay, they can roll them out with Derrick White. They got to win. They came to win. They didn't come to bullshit. Not this year. They came to win. And I think they're going to do that. But, you know what I'm saying, there's some teams that might scare you. Team Canada, kind of interesting, even though Zach Edey ain't playing. But Team Canada might be, you know what I'm saying, they're kind of interesting. Giannis in Greece, kind of interesting. But other than that, you know, maybe, I saw the Chinese Summer League team play against the Charlotte Hornets, man. They had a big guy, but they ain't have a snowball's chance to beat nobody over here. You know what I'm saying? So this is – the American team over there with LeBron and Steph Curry, that's all you need, brother.
Well, the fans want the Crossroads fans, obviously, they're chiming in. They want some debate. They want some debate, so I'm going to give you my five.
Go ahead. Lay it out
my
there.
Starters. My starters. And you got some boys coming off the bench, so we're going to have to deal with it. Steph Curry. LeBron James. Kevin Durant.
He ain't starting.
Joel Embiid. And Anthony Edwards. That's my five. You got Book coming off the bench, AD, Tyrese, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday. Man, any of these boys can start, but here's my thing. Somebody asked me today, yeah, these are all like high offensive scores and stuff, but and that's great for the Olympics too, but are we going to have, besides Drew Holiday, man, do we really have a lockdown D?
They should be so far ahead up in the scorecard, it doesn't matter if you got locked out.
Well, as long as you're hitting shots.
Tatum. Okay, well, okay. Now you bring up the – okay, man, listen. All right, now you opened up Pandora's box. There you go. You're welcome.
Sure.
Then you would start the homie over Anthony Edwards. Take Anthony Edwards out of the starting lineup, and then Jason Tatum comes into the starting lineup. Absolutely.
Jason, play lockup D.
Are you like, man? If you Jaylen Brown wasn't on his team, man, you would see a little bit more him defensively. You know what I'm saying? No, they are great complement to one another. I'm always say that Jaylen Brown.
I'm falling off of the Jason Tatum. I know he's a Duke boy, he's a brotherhood, but I'm falling off this train, man. Jason Tatum. It's like
what?
I saw him go to the all white man. I saw him go to the all white party, and he had to take the trophy with him. That's not a traveling trophy. Come on, man.
Stop it. Don't be like that, Brandon. I'll probably take it with me, too, if they allow it.
It's the aura. The aura around Jason Tatum.
Stop it, man.
I'm
just
saying.
Jason started, bro. I'll take
Are you concerned about the select team just losing barely to the – I ain't going to call them the Dream Team, but the Avengers, as they're being labeled?
Nah. Cooper Flagg, that's probably their first time seeing Cooper Flagg, too, man.
He should
you know
be on the roster.
Being amazed by it. Being amazed by it, man. I don't know what kind of lab they made him in. You know what I mean? This kid got it all, y'all. He's 6'9". He is a great help side defender. He can shoot. You know what I'm saying?
I was asked if he's the next Christian Laettner. And I paused.
Nah, who said that? Christian Laettner. And I love me some Christian Laettner. God bless America. I do.
I paused because
he's not Christian Laettner.
You got to at least win a national championship for that.
I'm talking about the talent.
Saying that talent as well, but he's not even close if he doesn't win at least one title.
Oh, he's going to be ACC Player of the Year. You ain't got to worry about it. He's going to be in the Naismith talk. You ain't got to worry about it. He's going to be in the Naismith Winner Player of the Year talk. You ain't got to worry about it. And I don't bet, but if I had the dollar, I would bet the dollar that he'll be the Naismith Winner next year, Player of the Year. And if UConn, Brandon, they're not three-peat. Not with Duke. Not this year. Sorry, it's not happening.
Ooh.
I don't think they can. Who?
Hurley.
He just signed his money.
This year, 50 mil.
Hey, man, you know, don't you love the man? But he signed that. Listen, man, that's a good thing you brought that up, Brandon. He signed that because it's less money, I guess, in the eye of the beholder, but it's a level of comfortableness and control that he has at UConn over this. Like, what is the Lakers, being for real? What is the Lakers? Like, just kind of like a right now.
Right.
Right now it's a circus. So UConn locks him up. They ain't got to worry about Kentucky. If Kentucky ever wants to duck, Mark Pope or whatever, if that ever falls off the rudder, or even another NBA team that might want to act, or who knows what the future pros in Charlotte or ever, right? Or Brooklyn too, So I think he kind of stays around. He works out that contract for sure.
They're dead, man. Kentucky's dead, by the way. I don't want to get into Kentucky talk. They ain't got time. Ain't gonna waste my breath on them. But
man,
they dead.
Man, UK is dead. I don't think so, buddy. I don't know about that.
They are. Anyways, Team USA.
Go big. That's the reality.
You can get yourself a Christian Laettner Dream Team jersey. I hope they don't lose, John. I hope, especially with this squad being the last.
Brandon Reese, I used to have a Christian Laettner USA jersey and a Jordan. What are you talking about?
Why do you not have it? I mean, right now it's going for $224 right now. I'm looking online.
That thing hit the washer and it was done. You know what I mean?
You can buy a blue or the blue one for $299. You can buy the white one for $224.
Wow. I had the white one. Maybe I get it for my birthday. I don't know.
As you can see, I've got the on the Facebook, I've got the USA basketball hat on, Mitchell Ness white hat on, just finally came in the mail the other day.
There you go.
Keep forth on jerseys, man, because I went ahead and ordered a bird blue from 92.
Oh,
Retro.
Indiana State.
No, hell no. Dream Team.
Oh, okay. I got that.
Dream Team. I'm on the fence, JB. Talk me through it because I'm on the fence. I bought, number one, and I'm going to say it probably differentiates in culture, your culture and my culture, but how old is too old for a white man to be wearing a jersey? And I kept going back and forth if I do a jersey or do I do a shirtsy where it's like a jersey but it's in a T-shirt form because it's easier to wear. Let's talk culture-wise, man.
I bring out the classics, man, because, it is what it is, but I only at sporting events. At sporting events, it's Crossroads Sports, so it ain't going to never be no jersey.
Right.
But at a sporting event, you going to the game, whether it's whoever the place, local game, coach, whatever. Yeah, it's okay. That's how I look at it. You'll tell if anybody sees me cutting grass, you'll see me cutting grass in like one of my old beat ups. I got an old beat up, Mono Ginobili.
I ordered two T-shirt jerseys for Dream Team for the US Team USA because I couldn't decide. But I want to get a jersey, JB. I want to get a jersey.
Think about it, Brandon. I don't know, man. Back in the 90s, man, we used to put hoodies on and then put the jersey over the hoodie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, that still happens.
I know
that still happens.
Kind of style, whatever, but yeah.
I've been kind of off since the Paul George thing, and I burnt those two jerseys. So I really haven't bought a jersey in a long time, NBA-wise. I mean, I got
Paul
the Sarah Kitty Pickett one in my my closet. But so I was debating on my jersey, and this is probably what a lot of people are debating, at least the youth, right? Do you go the white jersey, which looks crisp, it looks great, or do you do the blue one? Which one do you choose? I like both styles. And then there's only two players I want to get.
Jordan and Leitner. And O'Neal, the original Dream Team or any of the Dream Team, period.
I'm talking this one that's out, the Avengers, 2024.
Here's the thing. I don't know, man.
So there's two jerseys. I would either go LeBron, because this is it.
Okay.
This is the final go-around. Halliburton,
absolutely.
Because he's vocal, right?
Pacers. Yeah.
So it's like, do I do a LeBron? I mean, they're $150. That's pretty pricey itself for a fucking NBA jersey.
LeBron, though.
Exactly. But here's the X factor. I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, John.
And even if, Brandon, think about it. Hold on. Hold your thought. Even if you don't like it after so long, you can just frame it.
Exactly. So here's what I got. If you're seeing the Facebook, John, I got a 2012 Team USA jersey. Team USA 2012, Bron. So I'm just like, okay, I got a 2012 USA jersey of LeBron already. Do I do another or do I go Halliburton route this time? I don't know what to do, and I don't want to do both. I know that.
Well, you know you ain't doing Durant.
Hell no. Soft as Charmin. Soft. I watched him on a podcast the other day talking about baddies. He's more worried about baddies in the audience than he is playing ball.
Damn. You got no faith in Kevin Durant or the Phoenix Suns. Another year. Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard jersey still on sale, $150.
They need to price drop that with the quickness. They need to price drop them, man.
If I were to pick one that's off just off the cuff jersey, and they say, hey, you can't get Bron, you can't get Halliburton. Which jersey you gonna go with? Dude, I'd do the hardest working man out there. I'd do a Drew Holiday. The problem is, I'd be scared people would think that'd be Justin Holiday or Aaron Holiday. I'd say, hell no.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Being on Olympic team, Dream Team, as long as you come back with that gold medal, man. This is it. You're right. This is it for LeBron.
Yeah. But so I'm like, man, how do you go away from that? I mean, I like Steph, and Steph's last one probably too.
Right, because they getting into, Brandon, you know what's kind of heading up the road here? They get into, like, what's going to be, if Stephen Curry going to end up being a Golden State Warrior forever?
Nah, he won't.
This is the language that's kind of conversations kind of coming up, y'all. And I tell people, man, you do too, when we talked about, even like two, three years ago, man, we were talking about super conferences and team merging, this team leaving, man. I was like, ain't no way. And you was like, Jonathan, it's got to happen. I was like, ain't no way. You're like, dude, and it happened, right? I'm telling
it
you,
happened.
Man. This, you're looking at a situation from a salary cap, all those things, and who ain't going to retire, and can we get this guy, and why is he, you know what I mean? Because what Steph Curry is going to demand, if he continues to play, you know what I'm saying? And also if he continues to play at a high level, that he can also fall off the cliff CP3. You know what I'm saying? It could. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't be the same thing. It's going to look real different anyway this year, ain't it? It's going to look real different without Clay Thompson. You got Buddy Hill, and I get it. Everybody kind of knows Buddy Hill as a great shooter and a definitely great three-point shooter, but, you know, Buddy Hill still ain't Clay Thompson. That's a mountain over there. That's a molehill right there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we kind of get into. See, is Steph Curry going to be a Golden State Warrior for life? Okay.
How about Paul?
Go ahead.
How crazy is it? Hey, somebody told me how crazy is it that Paul George ain't on this Olympic team? And I said, well, back it back down for a second. Let's chill.
It's not that crazy, y'all.
Only Paul George. Only Paul George would be the guy that said he wanted to stay in L.A., but he felt the offer was disrespectful and that the 76ers were the third choice behind the Warriors. So, How you think a Philly fan's hearing, like, hey, you were third choice?
Don't ever say that. You messed up, man. He kind of messed up, man. He looked at the money. He talks too much, right? And he looked at the money as the end-all, be-all of what determining where I'm going to live at and do my thing. So I kind of, me personally, Brandon, after building the brand that he finally got to L.A., right, spent a year on the flats in Oklahoma, he finally got to L.A., and he became a multimedia star. My goodness, man. Didn't the J.J. Redick just become boom from bam from a podcaster to a L.A. to a coach? So, like, the potential for Paul George to in that lane, entertainment, you know, after basketball is over, man, like, you kind of just left in it all to go to play in the – I mean, you know, Philadelphia is not Hollywood, you know what I mean? So, playing in Hollywood, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody says, you know who's in the crowd? You know, that ain't anything. Like, but the Philly fandom, they take that basketball very seriously. I'm surprised they ain't turned on Joel Embiid. Surprised they ain't turned on Joel Embiid. I cannot believe that town has not turned on Joel. They won't. And Maxey, who, you know, shout out to him. He's just signed his new contract. They ain't ready to turn on him just yet because they've seen him grow every time. You know what I'm saying? And he really did come with a whole lot. You know, so I just remember. You can just remember the little Tyrese Maxey. You know what I'm saying? The one year we saw him in college. But no, man, Maxey. They like him. I can't believe they ain't turn on Joel Embiid. They turn on everybody else. Turn on Doc Rivers. They gonna turn on Nick Nurse if he don't get the team a little bit further. You know what I'm saying? Well, he just kind of got older. You know what I'm saying? But and then, like, Charles Barkley got out of town before they could totally turn on him.
AI.
Paul George can. AI kind of turn on.
Easy.
Well. AI just kind of turns his way, you know. Like, what? Think about. All right, man. You know, I hope somebody calls in, man, and checks me. But Larry Brown tried to corral all of Allen Iverson that he could, and once he couldn't, and he was out the door. And then that other was that we were the general manager Pat Grochey, who was like a real. He was a positivity guy. He got rich. I think that was his name. The general manager. He always smiled a lot. Red hair, glasses. Like, once he was out of the CEO ownership spot, man, Allen Iverson was like, okay. They was like, you know, and I mean, I'm not going to say they were his handlers or anything like that, but they set the parameters for him to, like, you want to continue to be successful.
Wasn't he and Billy King?
That's probably where things went straight. Yes.
Let me remind everybody.
Let
me remind everybody here that this the memory lane of the Philadelphia 76ers that went to the NBA Finals, John. This is your team.
Right.
Here's your team. You're going to bring out the names.
Aaron McKee, y'all. Dikembe Mutombo, y'all. Let's go.
Hold on. I know we went through this already, but there's some other names I forgot was on this team. Rookie, Rajah Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Rodney Buford. When I see the old 76ers logo, I don't think of Allen Iverson. I don't think of Aaron McKee. I think of this guy, Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger was a Geiger counter. He used to hit them threes, man.
Tyrone Hill. I remember him in NBA Live, 98.
He was long. Yeah, he was long in the tooth. But, yeah, Tyrone Hill was, yep.
Allen Iverson.
Forgot
Tony Kukoc. Tony Kukoc was on the team.
Yep. He did a piece of the Bulls dynasty.
George Lynch?
George Lynch was a glue guy. Yeah, George Lynch played with a broken leg, man. That dude's crazy.
John's boy, center, number 50, Todd McCullough.
Man, that dude was horrible.
Vernon Maxwell. I only remember him from the Rockets.
I don't remember him being a rotation guy, though, but I guess they say he's on the team.
Rashawn McCloyd.
Young guy.
Anthony Miller. Naz Muhammad. Dikembe. Kevin Ollie. Pepe Sanchez.
Nazir Muhammad from Kentucky.
Yep. Kevin Ollie, Pepe Sanchez, Eric Snow, and the final one, who I always remember being a 76er, Theo Ratliff.
Oh, yeah, man. everybody, man. A lot of people wanted thought Theo Riley could be a version of Horace Grant. He did not live up to that. Mm. He was good, though. He did not live up to the Horace Grant level. No, sir.
No, they did not. Do you remember who they beat in the Eastern Conference Finals that year, John?
Trivia question.
No, they beat them in the first round.
I remember them playing.
Yep.
It had to have been maybe. Ding dong. Can I get some Jeopardy music?
Yeah,
maybe. If it wasn't, because I remember them playing the Pacers.
They were the number 2 seed in the East.
Detroit Pistons. Final answer.
No, sir. It was the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, man. With Ray Allen?
Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, Darvin Ham, Jason Hart, Jerome Kersey, Mark Pope, the Mark Pope, Joe Prisbilla, Michael Regg, Glenn Robinson, Tim Thomas, and Scott Williams.
They was right for the Pigs. That team, look who's on that team, man. That was right for the Pigs.
Irvin Johnson, not Magic, Irvin. Lindsey Hunter.
Yeah, he's horrible. Yeah, he's horrible. Lindsey Hunter's a good guy.
Rafer Austin.
Rafer Austin. Skip to Malou. That team, man, team ain't nobody never talked about. We would call that an underachieving team right then, wouldn't we? This time.
Here you go. Who they beat in the second round. This team's got some this team's got some names on it. The second round, they beat the Toronto Raptors. They beat the Raptors, who were second in the Central Division. Listen to this roster. Muggsy Bogues, Vince Carter, Chris Childs, Keon Clark, Tyrone Corbin, Del Curry, Antonio Davis, Mark Jackson, Garth Joseph, Eric Montrose, Tracy Murray, the Gunslinger.
That's crazy. They had a vet team.
Charles Oakley, Mo Peterson, Michael Stewart, Alvin Williams, Jerome Williams, Corliss Williamson from Arkansas. Kevin Willis.
Yep.
That was a solid squad, dude.
I get it they lost. I mean, I get it they beat them. But that's a solid squad.
They had six guys, John. Six guys on their roster have 12-plus years in the NBA. Six guys.
You say Tyrone Corbin and Antonio Davis and Mark Jackson? Absolutely. And by that time, Marshall's got rest his soul. He would probably have been his sixth, seventh year, I do believe.
Yeah, it was his sixth.
Maybe, no, long that. Yeah.
I just remember Tracy Murray, man. Just deadly.
The shooter.
Deadly.
Man, imagine if they had him now, man. Oh, my God. We wouldn't hear the end of it.
But I figured we'd go down memory lane there, man. It's a slow sports time, so I figured we would go a little down memory lane. Paul George also made a comment when they were talking about on his podcast, and I was listening to it. We were talking to deals that the falling out with Clippers for what he wanted contract-wise, the final quote was, quote, I can't take somebody's word if they can't put it in writing. And I said, that's very interesting, Paul, because I feel like the Pacers would say the same thing about you when your exit was here.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm glad in his last conversation he didn't mention Indiana in any type of way. But just some of the things he was saying was cat wild to me. Like he said the first offer they gave me was 2 years, $60 million. And I was like, I get it, $30 million. In their world, that's an insult. When he signed for 55, that's how much the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm going to make sure we cut this part, Brandon, now. That's how much the Philadelphia 76ers are on hook for him. Kicks in, I think it kicks in next year, $55 million.
Yeah.
For him to hide?
Scott K. Nichols said PG will be the third option in Philly. We'll have his best year with no leadership expectations.
For him to hide, but like, hey, man, you know what? When they lose, they're going to blame Paul George. I promise you.
Mm. Can he handle the wrath of the Philly fans if things go south, to be honest?
Man, well, but that's on the win. That's on the win-loss tip. In between times, I guarantee you next year, they're going to be the story. Whenever they have a big losing streak, they're going to be the story. Whenever Joel Embiid gets hurt, of course they're going to be the story. But then, Paul George, you ain't going to be able to hide.
Mm.
Paul George ain't going to be able to hide. See, that's the thing. Does it snow in December? Yes, it does. When has Joel Embiid not been hurt?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Paul George, get it together, brother.
DeMar DeRozan traded to the Kings. This is while I was on vacation. Traded to the Kings, 3-year deal, $74 million with the Kings. You like the move?
People believe in it, man. You know how you say this a little bit when you explain to somebody. Oh, we just had a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of time, and we, you know, say put your fingers up here. I think the Kings got a little bit of better. That's it. I can't lose my mind over it. You know what I'm saying? Their best free agent signing was make sure Malik Monk stayed in rotation. He was a free agent too. But, like, they traded Barnes. I get it. What's his name still plays at an all-star level. DeRozan still plays at an all-star level. And, you know what I'm saying, they're getting a better engaged offensive player. So, you know. But them beating the likes of Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about playoffs now. You know what I'm saying? To what, you know, see what they've had, to what we've seen. And then all those teams also got better. I think the only team that really couldn't do anything this year was Denver, because they lost their free agent, you know what I'm saying? So everybody else kind of got better. Even if you chuckle at this, even San Antonio got better. You know what I'm saying? So the West has got better. So I don't know. I don't know about that, Brad.
Zach Edey had his first game with Memphis, missed a dunk that would have probably won it, but had the tip in at the buzzer. That was the big highlight going to overtime. He held his own out there, it seemed, John. After that performance, sportsbooks have now put him as the favorite, plus 600 to win Rookie of the Year.
Stop it. We're living here. Stop.
Zach
I didn't know
Edey.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He's got
to the top.
From what I watched, man, and with my scientific
careful.
Eye.
Careful.
Know, it's
we
no,
know his coach.
Absolutely. Well, he's going to have to learn how to not foul in order to stay in the game.
Well,
in summer league, you get six, but you don't get disqualified. But in the NBA, like, you know what I'm saying, we can't have you out here if you're going to keep on fouling. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Guys are going to try. Guys are going to try. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's going to be real interesting when he has to play Giannis. And it's going to be definitely interesting when he has to play Joel Embiid. But, like, no, man, Zach held his own. Offensive rebound, defensive rebound, man, he don't have to really jump, as y'all saw with the dunk, you know what I'm saying, to get off the ground. He's a disciplined athlete, you know what I'm saying, and he's got a motor, man. Away they go, man. If they say, the oddsmakers say he got that particular chance of winning Rookie of the Year, I kind of believe it in this class.
Report that there's a mystery team that's offering 3 first-round picks for Lauri Markkanen. Is that too many?
3 first-round picks? Who's that desperate?
That's why they're a mystery team.
The thing is, here's the thing, y'all. Don't ever trust Danny Ainge in a deal. Don't ever think you're getting, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever think you're getting over on Danny Ainge when it comes to in this NBA trade. I'm trying to tell you. Whoever is talking about trading has to be unless they are a tanking team, okay? We already went through that 10 minutes ago, Brandon. Why are you making trades right now? Did you not see Cooper playing? I don't want to go crazy again, Brandon. So, Lauri Markkanen, you tell me.
You're ready to crown him, aren't you?
I'm walking out the door. I'm trying to tell you, if Danny Ainge said, give me 3 first rounds for Lauri Markkanen, I walk out the door. And I'm like, man, I can't talk to you. Man, who do you think you're talking to? I like Lauri Markkanen. I do. I like him. First rounders. Not in the Cooper Flag waters. Not in the Boozer son. He's ready to come up too. Boozer son too? Coming up? You want me to give you 3 first rounders when we got to be in these conversations? No way, Jose. See you later, alligator.
So that's a no for you. That's a no for you. Okay. Okay.
Got no 3. Two maybe.
Pacers announced the signing of Pascal Siakam, the max deal. They had the press conference this week. Carlisle made some headlines with saying, quote, this is easily the biggest free agency signing in the history of this franchise. You agree
with
that?
It is, man. He's saying the sole signing of Siakam or this whole class?
He said the whole signing from Siakam.
Yeah, I guess they really planning on like opening up with him next year.
Did you see how much guaranteed money? 50-something guaranteed to Obi? Time to play, man.
They really believed in Obi Toppin. I did not know that was the mark of Obi Toppin, Brad. I thought Obi Toppin was living in You know, I mean, he ain't living in a bad world, though.
No.
You know what I mean?
He's got to step it up now.
But
can't have bad nights.
Your emotion out of it. Take your fandom out. I know. I still have it, too, with the Pacers. And the, I do. That's true. I'm just being honest with you. They have to do the same thing they did this year, next year. I'm being honest. Or better. I don't care about what New York did. I don't care. I'm talking about what Indianapolis. You just said it. Like, Carlisle said it. They didn't invested in Siakam, but, like, there's other monies that's been invested. And the homie Decott, I know he'll call at some point. He's still trying to trade T.J. McConnell, but they saying, nah, we're going to keep that. So we kind of, like, not – we haven't really shaped, like, you know what I'm saying, done that Pacer move here from the, you know what I'm saying, from the on top. Like, hey, man, we got to cut salary. You know what I'm saying? They haven't done that. I'll say yet.
Well, they still have three open positions right now.
Right. But Jarris, because, like, man, we got still Jarris Walker still on audition down in Summer League. And they have some other, you know what I'm saying, some of those second rounders they're going to work out, try to see. Isaiah Wong, last year's number, Mr. 55, he's not with the Pacers this year. He's in somebody else's Summer League camp. And he'll probably make their team because the Pacers is real heavy at point guard. Are they not? I don't even know how. Any like the kid from UConn, he might turn out to be a pretty good guy, Brandon. But like, I don't know how he breaks the Pacers' rotation. Not with what the Pacers have right now.
I think he's got the best chance of the three.
Man, the Pacers have to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, Brandon. Period.
I don't think it's happening.
I'm telling you, they have. I don't give a damn about no pot. I hope they have to go through New York.
Oh,
Philadelphia. No, Philadelphia and New York. There you go. Put it all on the table. Philadelphia and New York go through them, Pacers. You got to walk through the fire. You got to, Brandon.
Bronny plays one game for 4 points, and then now he's hurt, not playing the rest of Summer League. That ended quick.
I think, did I not say that was going to happen? I said, I hope we don't come up lame. But because I think that's what, like, they know, man, listen, man, Brandon, like, people think, it's almost controversial to talk about how, I got into an argument with my nephews about it.
Uh-oh.
These are grown men. They didn't understand. They understand what I was saying. I was understanding what they were saying, but we wasn't on the same plane of understanding. You know what I mean? It almost became – I couldn't believe it. I was like, they changed the draft so that he could get drafted because LeBron James is getting ready to retire in 2 years. And Bronny is a pro, but he's not a pro in 2 years. So we had to make this happen a little bit faster. That's what it is.
Who's
tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not saying. ESPYs are Thursday night, by the way.
So, you said what?
The ESPYs are tomorrow night. FYI, I just saw.
Man, is anybody watch that?
Nope.
But let me ask you this. But something like Bronny's gonna be okay. Bronny's gonna be a pro at some point, man. But they don't want to put that on those spectacle, man. He don't want to be put on those skates. This dude's out there really trying to make it. The kid, he's on a Division 10 contract. The Pacers signed him. I don't want to mess up his name. The kid from Wisconsin. He's trying to make that team, man. You know what I mean? But man, Bronny's on the shelf. It's okay.
Who do you have as your WNBA Rookie of the Year? Careful.
Man, this is going to be a highly contested thing, Brandon. It's going to be highly contested. I love it. You have to love it. It ain't between nobody else, even though – the little lady, no, her name, it forgets me right now. Shame on me.
Women are going to love us.
Hey, man, I'm better than you. The daggone homies who can't ever talk to Caitlin Clark ever from here.
That pervert?
I'm not no pervert. I just call her a little lady, man.
He's a pervert. Greg Doyle, pervert.
You're right. I was like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, man, what are you doing? You got to make your day not in the camera. But no, she played for Utah last year. She's a rookie. She got an interesting name. But outside of Minnesota, she has a little bit of spark for them. It's kind of gonna be down between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, man. What Caitlin Clark has been able to do, kind of weather the storm of media attention and weather the storm of ladies, you know what I'm saying, on the veterans on not necessarily having the most open and welcome for, and having to deal with it all, and being very, you know what I'm saying. When it comes to talk back about all these things, very kind of open about it and also very positive about it, man. Being honest,
John, I'm not impressed by Angel Reese. I think Caitlin Clark should be Rookie of the Year. Angel Reese.
She probably is.
Angel Reese, you got 14. You got 14 double doubles. The one you fucking backed into it today. Questionable how at the end how you got it, but you backed into it today with a controversial foul late. And you guys were already up big. But hell yeah, she's going to average a double double when she keeps missing damn shots and she keeps hitting her own rebound right there. Hell yeah, it's going to be easy to get a double double. She's the most awkward. She's so awkward out there running.
That's how she plays, Brandon. That's how she plays, man. I get it. That's why they didn't think. That's why she wasn't highly picked. You know what I'm saying? She was in the first round. She probably should have been a little bit higher. To be honest with you, but like nobody. She struggles with her outside shot, but she's been shown that she can hit those.
Yeah, she has no outside shot, John. Zero outside shot. I'm looking at her game log right now. She's only made 2 threes the entire year. She's at the free throw line every other day, always. But she's shooting 40%, 25%, 30%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 29%, 20%, 22%.
What you need to do, Brandon, is start putting money down on Angel Reese to get how many rebounds per game so that you can get paid off of it.
John, the odds are already skewed. You can't now, man. Vegas has skewed the odds so much. Like tomorrow night, the Sky play at the Liberty. Tomorrow night, if I'm looking at Angel Reese's stats right now, which I don't think they've got 12. Her props up right now. They don't have her props.
You're getting 12 boards. Oh, they ain't got her props.
Not yet. They don't have it out yet. Let me ask you this. I got some shit that'll get you going. Tonight's the show where it's like all over the place, and I like to get your mind thinking. This is going to get you really fired up with college football, John. Nike CEO Phil Knight is supplying Oregon with unlimited NIL resources. Knight 86 desperately wants to see a championship, and his alma mater is willing to pay whatever it takes for it to happen. Unlimited NIL to the Big Ten, Oregon Ducks.
Hey, man, I get it, man. Listen, the only teams is going to be talking about winning championships. Now, Oregon's going to get better, especially when Phil Knight comes out and plays.
They'll be top four team this year.
Correct. And then my homie Brandon Reeves, 3 episodes ago, y'all, I done already said, look out for the Oregon Ducks next year. This is my homie Brandon Reeves on this show. And I'm not saying I'm a futurist or anything like that, but I've already given you future-level content year over year. We already have. You know what I'm saying? I know it's crazy. So listen to what I'm going to tell you. Phil Knight, you can't outbid the billionaires down there in Texas. You cannot. And I don't know what that is, man. But, like, whatever sources of power they got behind them, he got to go over that hurdle, too. And let's not forget, Phil Knight, that Michigan is, like, they hate them people over there in Ohio. Don't make them hate you. It's another level of hate. Like Michigan people, Michigan State, that's for real. Michigan, and now you trying to dip and feel nice. You're a little older now. Michael Jordan ain't walking through that door to help save you. Bo Jackson, he ain't coming there walking there to save you. He's like, hey, man, I made a mistake. I done ran my mouth. Can you go out there and help me with the community? Because I done ran my mouth, and Oregon can't live up to what the hell I just said. Because Oregon, you're going to level up. It ain't like they suck at any point in the last 10 years, right? But you're talking about getting back in that. Man, listen, he got a lot of hurdles to hop over that before you start saying that. So I didn't even mention Alabama. And I don't know if one of these Florida teams ever going to get their act together.
Next year.
Okay. Well,
they're supposed to have the number one recruiting class next year.
I'll tell you what, Phil Knight, and this ain't no disrespect to who's coaching them right. Well,
that's about to be here. I can feel it coming.
He ain't gonna trade. I don't think if you think the homie ever gonna come to the Big Ten from Clemson, he comes to the Big Ten or he goes to the SEC.
Which big homie?
From Clemson.
SEC.
Dabo Swinney.
SEC. He don't want that Big Ten smoke.
Oh, wow.
Just being real. Just being real.
I'm glad Phil Knight put it out there, but you got a lot of hurdles to climb, bro.
John Cena's retiring, John. 2025, C Nation retiring. He's going to do one last year of stuff. Ironically, his last Royal Rumble will be here in Indianapolis.
John Cena, how many times champion? 16 or 25? I forget.
15 times. He needs one more to... Actually, no, he's 16 times. He needs one more to be the Nature Boy.
Storyline. John's a good guy, man. It's deep down. Right? I don't even know why. He's probably just contracting the obligated to do the last year, right? And it, you know what I'm saying? But John's a good guy. He's going to go to Hollywood and make some more terrible movies or whatever, TV shows.
Oh!
It is what it is. I'm telling the truth. He ain't no actor. He was a wrestler.
Damn.
But, you know, wrestling, you got to transition to fame at some point. You know what I'm saying? Can't be taking bumps. Otherwise, you'd be out there like Hollywood Hulk Hogan. You know what I'm saying? When it was at the WCW, they was rolling dudes up out the power plant. You know what I'm saying? But John Cena, I like Hustle Lord, respect John Cena. I like spinny title John Cena, but that was 20 years ago John Cena. You know what I mean? So I couldn't see him really like working a strong program anyway, you know what I'm saying, with a great storyline. Or so anyway, but who knows what? You know how WWE thinks, man. They might end up getting him and CM Punk in a situation. Something like that. You know what I mean? And, or...
Tribal Chief
I don't
needs
even,
to come back.
I don't know.
I'm ready for the Tribal Chief. Tribal Chief. The real Tribal Chief.
You don't like what the Pretenders to the Throne?
I mean, Solo can do his thing, but I think we're going to have a hell of a Survivor Series when he comes back. War Games.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, WWE news that I didn't know, and I'm a big WWE guy, like history, all that shit. For something that I never put two and two together, the anniversary of Joey Morella, the WWF referee that passed away in that car accident at age 32, I didn't know Gorilla Monsoon was dead. I had no idea.
You didn't know Monsoon? Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know Morella, the ref, was his son.
Yeah.
I did not.
Kept it in the family, man. Everybody can't be no wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah. Something just came. Somebody said on Twitter, what's the earliest WWE pay-per-view you remember watching live? Somebody's answer was SummerSlam. It was Hogan and the Warrior against Sergeant Slaughter and General Akhnan and Colonel Mustafa. And it was also the match made in heaven, Randy Savage and Elizabeth Wedding.
I don't know. I can't remember the first one. There were some great ones in the 90s, of course.
My first pay-per-view, I remember.
We should get them on Sunday. Yeah, we should get them on Sunday, but.
Yeah, I remember back in the day with the cable boxes, you could turn the antennas a little bit,
yeah.
And you could get it for free.
Oh, dude, we did that. I mean, I watched the third of SummerSlam, I feel like.
Kids these days have no clue. They have no clue what the hell we're talking about.
Right, they just know how to. Everybody now has got a good hack. Or they are. It's already posted up for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, on somebody's live stream or whatever. So, yeah.
Let's see. MLB All-Star rosters were revealed. The Home Run Derby next Monday night. They're still waiting for one more participant for it. They changed up the rules a little bit, but I don't know. Listen, I'm a traditionalist. Let's go back to the 10 outs. I don't need 3-4 minutes worth of swinging. And you can't watch a home run where it lands because the camera always cuts back to him getting ready to hit another ball because they're trying to hit him quick as it can be. So it takes away the aura, I feel, of the old Home Run Derby 10 pitches. You sit back, you take a few swings, and you watch the whole thing. I don't like the way they do it now. They always find a way to ruin it. They have officially ruined the Home Run Derby for me.
Well, you know baseball. They like to experiment, but they still are the only one. This is what I say, Brandon. Baseball is still the only all-star event that matters. Of the major sports. Does the NBA All-Star matter? Do you feel?
I think the women's will be better than the men's. Is that a hot take?
Right. But the men's don't matter no more. And then the NFL, they got to make it. They didn't make it so that
the
they, you know, the NFL.
They have one?
Right.
I used to watch the Royal Rumble. I didn't worry about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, they didn't want to do flags. They didn't want to. I get it, man. Nobody wanted, you know what I'm saying. So they, you know, all that tough guy football is gone. So I still salute the Major League Baseball. He's playing in the game.
He's in the game, man. He took 50, 60K for it.
But he ain't playing on the field. He's back in the commercials.
I bench Quinn Ewers.
I would stop it.
By the way,
I wonder would it have Texas. I mean, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for college football.
I tried to tell you college football. You didn't want to. By the way, next week's show.
I don't have enough.
We'll be taking a week off next week. I know that's breaking news to you. But next week we'll have to do live videos or whatnot. Next week, I got too much going on with work and stuff. And then Tuesday, I am out of commission on Tuesday. I have pre-ordered College Football 25, and I will be playing that the entire day and night on Tuesday. So bring me back to my college days of playing football, college football on the PlayStation. So I can't wait for that game to come out. I'm still trying to figure out what team I'm going to take first on the Dynasty, John. I've broken it down to some teams, man. I may start my whole Dynasty as like offensive coordinator for Ball State and just work my way to a big program. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I hate to say it about our alma mater, but this might be it for Mike New, John. If they don't come out of the gate, not strong because they play some tough games, but you got to produce in the MAC this year, man. You got to. I'm bringing up their schedule right now on my shout-out, Phil Steele. Phil Steele, College Football Magazine, the Bible of college football. I've got that. And shout-out, he gave me a nice little shout-out on X the other day.
There you go.
Let's see here. Let me give you this schedule, Murderers Row. Game one, you play Missouri State at home. So, winnable.
Oh, yeah.
Then you go, then you take on the U at Miami.
No, not at Miami.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Not if you're talking about Miami, Ohio, no.
No, this is the U. Then they go to Central Michigan and at James Madison.
James Madison, this is their first year in a Division One, ain't it?
Yeah. So they don't have sort of old boy anymore since he went to IU. But then they take on Western Michigan at home. They're at Kent State. Here's one I think they could win. They're at Vanderbilt. Can they get another SEC victory?
You got to beat Vanderbilt. Ball State, you got to. They're at Vanderbilt?
Yes, at Vanderbilt. The Cardinals are 0-13 straight up versus current SEC teams.
Dude, I'm putting the media credentials in tonight. We got to get there.
At Vandy? You ready to make a trip to Nashville? All right. Homecomings against Northern Illinois. And then they take on Miami, at Buffalo, and then Bowling Green and Ohio. They were 4-8 last year. Ninth year for Mike New. That's about the time to put up or, put up or shut up time after that bowl game.
I agree, man. What I don't know what kind of, I don't have the notes in front of me as well, man. I don't know what kind of retention he's had from this year and from last year.
Yeah, I got it.
Excuse me, from last year. From last year to this year. But that's kind of going to be key.
Phil's forecast says in 22, my computer called for Ball State to score 25 points a game, and they hit 23. Last year, they had six starters back, but juggling three quarterbacks, they slipped to just 308 yards per game and 18 points. After switching to an RPO offense, the last six, they put up 20 per game. This year, returns to a balanced offense that New prefers with accurate quarterback Simonza at controls. They do lose their number second team MAC running back, but have a veteran O-line will be more potent, one of New's best. But they're right now they've got a redshirt freshman, Caden Somoza, as their QB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So what happens with a program in those mid-major programs like Ball State? And if the NFL don't get your guys, in the third round, fourth round, right, then, a Big Ten program or SEC program or, it's stealing your guys, showing them more money, showing them more NIL, showing them a better way. to get where they want to go. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of, that's when guys are like, you know what I'm saying, kind of got to fall back on their coaching, fall back on their deep level
eight
coaching,
guys.
Have more options, you know what I'm saying, than being, oh, we got this one quarterback. We kind of, I know mid-major programs don't have, you know, a whole lot of money, but you have to get better options out there, you know what I'm saying, offensively. I'm saying, I would put all the, put all the money on the offense, man.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? So at least to score points, man, right? But most of those times, you know what I'm saying, they peanut butter out the money, and I get that. But I get it, man. This is season on the brink, season critical.
Eight starters returning on the offense, one on the defense. They have 35 Letterman returning. They lost 29. So we'll see what Mike New and this team can do for Ball State this year. Yeah, looking forward to them. John, Big Ten. I don't know, we'll have our own college football preview show, but Big Ten forecast. They've got, as just as I said, Ohio State as winning the Big Ten. In second place, they got Oregon, the Ducks. Like I said, I think it's going to take Oregon one more year. I'll repeat it. It's going to take them one more year, and then they'll be next year they'll be on top of the Big Ten. I think Dan Lanning, I like what he's got going on there at Oregon. They just need one year. And I think they're going to be able to show they don't need to do the complete ground and pound smash ball of the Big Ten. That the Big Ten is going to be, I hate to say it, but the Big Ten's going to turn a little hybrid, I feel, John. A little bit hybrid to where that air attack is going to be a little more seen in this Big Ten conference.
And now, I don't know. Well, they've added a little taste, right? So you say next year they're winning the Big, they'll be, you know what I'm saying, in that Big Ten championship level, right? And still, where does that put you? Because the Big Ten, like you said, the styles are going to start clashing. Iowa is ground and pound. You said it. Iowa's ground and pound for darn sure.
You ready for the snap call here? And you can cut it.
What's that?
Dylan Gabriel wins Big Ten Player of the Year this year.
You got confident in it?
Yes. Big Ten Player of the Year, Dylan Gabriel, Oregon quarterback. Ohio State will win the Big Ten, but he'll win Player of the Year.
Life after Bo Nix, y'all.
Shit, how many schools? I'm surprised you're not more old school, John, where you're upset with him where he went to Central Michigan or Central Florida. Then he went to Oklahoma, and then he goes from Oklahoma out to Oregon.
I ain't gonna lose my mind about it, man. He's been.
What about Cam Rising? Eight years.
Cam Rising's been in school for 8 years.
He just got a pass from the NCAA for another year.
Brandon, I would ask what they got going on in Utah. Like, I don't know, but we all know what's going on in Utah. They got mass grooming.
Oh,
women. They do.
I know.
Kyle, come on, man.
Shout out Philipowski, your boy. You let it happen.
Yeah. Who let it? No, I let it happen. He should have stayed in Duke.
Duke Faithful let it
money.
Happen, man. Coach K wouldn't let it happen on his watch.
Right, absolutely not.
Yeah, man. So I kind of like where that's at. They've got Penn State 3, Michigan 4, Iowa at 5, USC at 6. I am interested to see how USC and Lincoln Riley, how they do in the Big Ten. I am interested in that.
I hope somebody surprises us, man. They didn't make this new, ain't no more Pac-12. What am I supposed to do, Brad? I used to stay up late at night.
There's still two teams.
Watch the Pac-12. Nah, I got my ear tuned into Boise State fully now, and, you know, the rest of the teams that they offered, everybody just forgot about. The rest of the whack.
John,
you know
I got you.
I'm
for you.
Weber State, go ahead.
I got September 1st. Get your popcorn ready. You get a watch on September 1st
All
in
right.
Las Vegas, LSU and USC.
Yeah. I mean, that's big time. I'm glad they put it on the docket. That means they ain't ducking and dodging anybody.
So,
you know what I mean?
One year we did a trophy case and whatnot for the teams that how they're looking. So this year we're going to do it's going to be sugar or shit. That's what it's going to be. Man, you know how much I believed in this team last year. I'm going to step up and believe in them a little bit this year.
You ain't talking about the Hoosiers, though.
Nebraska, man. Matt Rhule, come on. This is.
Hey, man, you know what, Brandon?
They got to
something. Brandon, they paid the quarterback. They got a quarterback. My guy Rhule, isn't it? This is what he does, though. Like, I kind of forgot about that part, Brandon. Like, I was all about rivalry and how Nebraska got to play this, that, and other. And that's still true. Don't get it twisted. But I forgot who this dude was, man. He never should have stuck his neck in anybody's NFL locker room. Ever.
Nope. Ever. Stated Baylor.
Not unless he was coming to shake people's hands, pass out some water or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But he's not an NFL coach. But does he know football? Absolutely, he does, man. He knows football, bro. And we talking about college level football and building up programs and being patient. Like, go check his history. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have the Google machine in front of me. Y'all do. I don't. You know what I'm saying? But he put together great teams at all the spots, man. So Nebraska got money behind it. I wanted to remind Phil Knight about them too. You know what I'm saying?
Who you gonna be jumping?
Lines of it, man. It's probably going to be one of Matt Rhule's best coaching jobs, man, this year.
Nine offensive guys returning starters, eight on the defense. I got him 8-4.
They just don't have nothing to explode on nobody, I don't think. You know what I mean? They can't, you know what I'm saying? They'll hang around with a team, which is what, at this point, what you respect. They'll make, he's made Nebraska respectable again. You know what I'm saying? This is what you're talking about. You said 8-4?
Yeah.
Man, if Nebraska is 8-4, Brandon, oh my goodness!
You mean you think that's too high?
No, I'm saying that's where they want to live at, and that kind of.
Can I read the schedule to you? Can you tell me what you think, and I'll count your wins or losses and see where you're at with them.
Nebraska, let's go, Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers. All right, game one, home against UTEP.
They got UTEP. Come on. That's what they're scheduled for.
game two, home game, Colorado Buffaloes and Dion. They got waxed last year.
They did. I still like Colorado, but it's going to be close.
Home against Northern Iowa.
Beat Northern Iowa to death.
Home against Illinois. They went to Illinois last year and beat them 17-9.
Listen, Illinois, there's no sizzle around that program. Sorry if I offended anybody in that market.
At Purdue. They went to Purdue and won big last year.
Listen, this is supposed to be a better Purdue. It better be a better Purdue. Otherwise, homie ain't going to be there too much longer. Basketball program is super solid.
Who you going with, Purdue or Nebraska?
Sorry, man. I told you I don't want to get us in trouble. But, yeah, I'll try to slip it in there.
Homecoming against Rutgers.
They got Rutgers.
Rutgers is going to be good this year.
Give me Nebraska. I like Rutgers basketball. Rutgers basketball is going to be good, too.
Then they got a bye week. And then they
– There you go.
Are at Indiana after the bye.
This dude, the Indiana coach, think he's ready to beat Ohio State already, y'all. That's crazy. He might get steamrolled this year, Nebraska. Sorry.
Ohio State.
But this is where the road meets the road now. This is where they're going to tell you, like, hey, man, this is where you get off and we keep on going. That's a game Ohio State uses to help them.
Ohio State will be coming off a bye, so
Nebraska be like, you know, number 12 in the land, right? And the Ohio State needs to get in the top four. They'll use that to, you know, catapult them in the top three, you know, top four by beating Nebraska handily.
UCLA, they play UCLA at home on November 2nd.
UCLA ain't got no leader. UCLA ain't got no, I mean, he's cool. The dude they got to replace, you know what I'm saying, the offensive wizard. But, nah, man, UCLA going to have a tough year this year. It's going to be a strong year for them. They'll do decent, but, like, nah, Nebraska got that.
USC.
I don't know. I don't trust USC. Brandon, you got to make it interesting. You got to make it softly. You got to say, hey, man, this ain't just going to chalk them up for USC. Give me Nebraska. I know. We're doing this shit already. This is not pick 'em.
We're just doing overall.
But for real. I kind of like them to be spoilery, too, this year. For real. He got to. Okay. It might not be USC, but since we get this point, why not USC?
Nebraska hasn't beat them in five times. They've played since 1970 five times, and USC's won all five matchups. So
yeah, USC didn't change. Been through too much change though. This is gonna be a different. This is gonna be something for them too. Coming all over here to the East Coast,
home against Wisconsin.
Come on, that's actual robbery though. Can you believe that now? In this world, Nebraska and
rivalry.
Wisconsin. Well, they tried to make it a rivalry.
It's got to be even.
I guess.
Since Nebraska came into the Big Ten, they're 1-11 against Wisconsin.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. Just looked up the stats.
They all be ashamed of that. I'm going to go with Nebraska, though.
And then the final one's at Iowa.
The homie from Forceful Hour, he need to win that game, Brandon. Sorry, he's not going to be. That's going to be a great game, though. And Nebraska, all that corn, can you believe it? Corn Huskers and the Iowa, you know what I'm saying, Hawkeyes? Oh, my goodness. I can't wait till they crack them up. I'm probably taking Iowa on that one, being for real.
JB, you got the Corn Huskers going 9-3.
I tell you, man, it might be.
Well, I tell you, this has got to be a year.
It's a year they turn it around, man. He showed up a projection. He got a lot of the dudes that he had to retain and not go into the NFL, probably because nobody was trying to sniff them as NFL guys either. You know what I'm saying? But if you can get your team to believe in it, they can be living in a 9-3 world or even better. Like nobody's preaching, we lost three games, but there is a reality, right? You're telling them guys you have the NFL at your eyes. That's how he did it at all the other spots. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to help. That's going to probably will help prepare them. You say 8-4, 9-3. I mean, I'll probably do it either. They're definitely Nebraska will be, for sure.
Yep. I like doing that. I think we need to start doing that more as college football approaches. Start doing some kind of just go through the schedule. We did Nebraska. Let's do one more Big Ten team.
Right. It'd be a little different, Brandon. They don't play Michigan.
Unless
they have to play Michigan, you know, some type of.
Speaking of Michigan,
game,
I have their sheet right here. Do you want to do Nebraska and West Michigan tonight?
We can do a little bit, but like, man, the homie came. I just want to remind you, Brandon. He can't be crying on the sideline. This ain't the year for that. Ain't no crying on the sideline this year, man. And I'm an emotional person, my damn self, man. But like, we did this for you, Jill. Come on,
right.
Man.
All right, let's do Michigan. That way we'll have two teams. We'll do the Big Ten leading up. So we'll do two. There's our two. Michigan, first game, home against Fresno. I think it's a dub. Easily.
Yeah.
Fresno State.
They should crush it.
Game two, Texas at Michigan.
You said Texas at Michigan?
Yep.
Unfortunately, man, that's a big game for them. They ain't come to play around this year, buddy.
So you're taking
a new SEC.
I agree with you. I got Texas as well. I like Texas as well. As of right now, wait till Pick'em comes out and then pull this clip. I'll probably change my pick, but just looking at it, I'll take it now. Homecoming against Arkansas State. Watch out now. Get the tears ready.
Oh man. That's not a bad game, man. But they'll beat them. Michigan. Give me Michigan.
Home against USC.
This is where I love it. I love it. I love it, Brandon, because these teams, I felt like at some point, used to kind of like play one another, like every now and then, when we had a Pac-10 and Big Ten, like over here. You know what I mean? When it was the sweet era, right? So, like, maybe some of these, like, older rivalries, man, get kind of, like, a dust up, you know what I mean? I kind of still like, again, Brandon, I'm not into fully in USC just yet. Give me Michigan.
Okay.
I'm back with the blue.
I'm going to take Michigan as well now. Home against Minnesota. I think they beat Minnesota.
No, man, he ain't had letting that happen, man. Hold on, you said at home or is it? I thought it was on the road.
It's at home against Minnesota.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought because like the dude, you know, this is probably a tough year for the homie too, and he's got a decent team too up there in Minnesota. But like, nah. I like you said that home at the big, you know, what I'm saying, the big house. Give me Michigan.
John, the Michigan's got a favorable schedule. First five games of the year are all at home. They don't go on the road until October.
Okay. They losing now. Stop it.
First game on the road at Washington. They've lost a lot.
At Washington? On the road?
Last year's national championship game, if you remember.
Late night. On the road. Are they ready for it? Give me what? They ain't ready for it. They ain't ready for that.
Payback, Washington.
Coast time change, man. Yeah, being for real.
I'm going to take Michigan for now on that. You can roll this back. I'll probably change my mind when it gets time. But at Illinois.
They beat Illinois, man. Illinois, Purdue, Indiana. Y'all live in a different kind of world now, y'all. Y'all live in a different kind of
Michigan,
world.
Michigan State at home.
Home against Michigan State at home. Nah, they ain't. Michigan. He know better. He can't lose that game.
Home against Oregon. I love Oregon, so. That's a loss for me.
Kind of close, man, but give me Oregon. That puts them at three losses.
At right? Indiana.
No.
Yes, three for you, two for me.
Damn, Michigan, I'm sorry. They'll beat Indiana to death.
Okay. I've got them beating Indiana as well. Bye week, and then they're home against Northwestern.
There got to be a spoiler here somewhere, but like, no, nah, man, give me Michigan.
They won 12 in the last 13 against Northwestern. And the final one, at Ohio State, there's my L.
Yeah, you can put that one, big one.
John's got them at 8-4. I've got them at 9-3.
They'll shave that man's head to toe if he loses. The Ohio State coach, if he loses to Michigan this year. They'll shave him from head to toe and take him out of Columbus. On a rail. He cannot lose. He can't lose them. Technically, Brandon. Well, I'll be saying the Patriots got to make the East Conference. Like, Ohio State has to make the championship next year. And I ain't talking about just the playoffs.
Okay. So we've gotten two teams. John, I want one more. I want one more. I'm so excited about college football. I want to go through one more team.
If we got time, just pick one, a non-Big 12 team.
Let's do one more Big Ten. Actually, I'll tell you what.
Okay, cool.
We'll do one Big Ten, and then we'll do one another conference. That'll give us four because we got a decent amount of teams to go through before the season starts. And we're not on next week. So I want to do Penn State because I think that's going to be interesting this year for them.
I thought this past summer, Clemson County brought in. He also didn't necessarily lose a whole bunch of people to the NFL, even though you know not more than he's accustomed to losing.
Tom Allen's on that team,
right? That's right, Tom. Right. Let's be honest. He that coach, he knows how to pipeline to the NFL too. He hasn't necessarily found a way to pipeline the talent that he has to get deep into the business of college winning in the next discussion of the national championship. And that's frustrating with their fandom, and their you know, saying all these things that make Penn State roll. And like, because like Brandon, he's always had defense. That's kind of what their calling card has been. He turned out, you know, what I'm saying, this defensive person in the NFL. Right, I gave you that story already. But like again, how can Penn State get into like you gotta like nobody wants to hear no excuses. Ohio State and Michigan, they don't have any excuses against one another, right? Oregon and USC are here long for the ride. Like Penn State, are you gonna hold your stance? Are you gonna be able to hold your ground? That's one thing. Can you hold your ground in your position that y'all normally third? I'll be honest with you. Ain't that what they normally are? Third. Mm-hmm. If we had to average out where they rank, where they finish at the last, you know, say whatever, I would say they were third. Wisconsin
third, just on their side of the division.
right. That's what I'm saying. Like sometimes if you put everything together, like they'll trade places with Wisconsin, whoever is that hotter team for that particular half decade or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But no, man, it's kind of a year. I get, man. All these coaches are telling their ADs and their presidents and their provosts, yeah, we got it. Don't worry about the win losses. We just got to get into the playoff. And when we get into the playoff, you know what I'm saying, you'll see how our style will go against Alabama. You see how it's like a team that they don't ever get to play late in the season. But so it's kind of a, I won't say put up a shut up. They're not going to fire him. I don't believe. But they're going to have to big them in order. They want to win a championship. They want to win a national championship in Penn State.
I have Penn State at 8-4 this year. I have them losing a game.
But don't 8-4 get you to playoff?
That's good enough to get you fired. So let me hear. Let's get your picks here. At West Virginia.
At Penn State. They got that.
Home against Bowling Green.
They got that.
Home against
good.
Kent State.
Against Kent State?
Yep.
They're looking good.
Home against Illinois.
They're looking real good.
Home against UCLA.
Man, is this like too easy?
That's 5-0. That's 5-0, John. I got him 8-4. So get ready.
Okay, I was about to hear.
At USC.
You know what? I told you I was a little iffy on USC. I told you this, Brandon.
You did.
I said this. So I'm gonna say Penn State. There you go. I'm saying Penn State.
At Wisconsin.
This is what happens, man. He has a trip up. This is what happens. You have a big win, and then you have a big disappointment. This is my biggest trip up, the loss right there.
The following week, they're at home against Ohio State.
Now you got back-to-back losses.
I was gonna say, do they do well against Wisconsin? Then they have the slip up at home against Ohio State, you know? That could be it, too.
No, back-to-back loss to everybody.
Home against Washington.
Again, Washington coming over to the East Coast, man. This is, nah, man. I like Penn State to win that.
At Purdue.
Finishing real good. Go Penn State.
See, I got them losing to Purdue. I got that being the slip-up. That being the slip-up game.
That could be, again, yeah, I could see that. Absolutely.
Yeah. At Minnesota.
They ain't rolling no boats up here, man.
And home against Maryland, senior day.
Oh, man. Do they still got – he don't have that availability no more.
No.
So, like, nah, man, Penn State Washington.
John, you have Penn State at 10-2.
They should be in the conversation.
Yeah, you got to be in the conversation.
Who's favored to win the
right?
National championship? Who should be winning that championship?
You got him. You got him in. I had him in the playoff initially when I did my bracket. So,
and,
all right, John, I'm going to let you pick the final one. Final team, final conference tonight. Who you want?
I want to do USC.
That's Big Ten. You want to stay in the Big Ten?
Well, in a roundabout way, like, if you had listened to, like, all the other people, like, you know what I'm saying, I kind of did have USC win a whole lot of games, man. We can do USC some other time. But you said another conference?
No, I just said you want to get out of the Big Ten, so I was going to get out of Big Ten. But give me a conference and give me a team. We'll do
– I'll go – let's do ACC. I love them, man. Clemson. It's too easy.
Damn, we're going Clemson. All right. Clemson Tigers, JB. Game one is at Atlanta. Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. They take on the number one team in the country, Georgia.
Strap them up, man. Strap them up. Put your chin strap on, man.
I don't know. Is that a dub or a loss? I don't know. I don't know which it is. In you.
I don't know how to quantify. I think Georgia might be on a revenge tour, man.
Okay, so you got the loss for Clemson.
Yeah, the first only loss for them, man.
Game two, lick your wounds, Appalachian State.
Right, but make man, they're going to pie it up.
Okay. Game three is home against NC State.
Has that been closer from a score standpoint in recent years? I saw
the stat line. Clemson has won the last 9 times they've hosted NC State. The Tigers are 28-1 straight up at home versus ACC foes since 2017. The Tigers, though, were out for revenge, and haven't lost back-to-back games against NC State since 2002-2003 when Brandon Reif was a senior in high school. NC State beat him last year.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, man. So you can't necessarily just get glazed over that. But, like, no, man, they're on revenge tour, man. Clemson beats them.
Okay. Homecoming against ACC conference opponent Stanford.
Man, they're going to roll Stanford.
Welcome to the conference, right?
Welcome to the conference.
At Florida State.
Pissed off Florida State. They got jerked. They know this is definitely on national televised game, bro. ABC, ESPN for darn sure. Maybe, you know, well, I ain't going to go bigger than that, but this Clemson guy. Give me Clemson, man. Give me Clemson.
Yeah.
Florida
State, you want the stat line. Clemson has won the last three and have covered six of the last eight in Tallahassee. The Tigers were -4 and led by 20 in the third quarter, but only won by eight last year. Only won by eight last time they were there. Tigers will face the former quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, who started 28 games for them between 2020 and 2022.
Yeah, he's a super senior.
at Wake Forest.
Give me Clemson.
Home against Virginia.
Give me Clemson.
Home against Louisville. If this was on the road, I'd like Louisville, but it's
right.
Not.
Give me Clemson.
At Virginia Tech.
I might go back on that Louisville one at some point, but no, give me Virginia. Give me Clemson.
Okay. At Pittsburgh.
Is Kenny Pickett going to the game? Is he going to be in attendance? Are you going to be all right with that? If he's there, maybe it's a bye week for Philadelphia. No, give me Clemson. They played them close the last couple of years, though. That's going to be Pitt has.
Home game against the Citadel.
Stop it. Give me Clemson.
And the final game is at home against South Carolina.
Close one. Give me Clemson.
Okay. We got them both going 10-2.
Getting to that playoff.
Yeah, get him to Dabo. Get him back in just enough to make the fans happy.
Yep.
Okay. I like that. I like that, John. Let me grab one team if there's anything I like that I really want to dive into. I've already said who I think is going to win the Big 12, so I don't want to dive into that right now.
It wasn't Deion.
No, it wasn't. We could do that record if you want.
Nah, we'll save for the week after next, man.
Yeah, we'll save
that
it.
That way, give me time to look up on it.
Yeah, I've got. I mean, just so everybody knows, I got Oklahoma State winning the Big 12, and you know, Mike Gundy said, "Hey, I've driven drunk thousands of times."
Oh my god! That's
what he said in the media day yesterday. Can't make it up.
Once you've done it twice, you really shouldn't do it once.
Right.
If you know, you said I've done it thousands of times. Oh, man. You know, he has job security, man. And right now he's at the Big 12, and we know there's a lot of juice behind the Big 12 and how that conference is run, man. He's one of their rock stars, man. He actually even said, like, how – I like that he brought the running back, star running back who's probably gonna be a Heisman candidate and all that, right? This particular year, he brought him to being a Big Ten presser, man, and the guy eloquently, you know what I'm saying, answered up to all the questions of what the media is like, you know what I'm saying. But then Gundy goes in and says he has a 58 second whatever sound bite or whatever. 50 other seconds was cool. He was saying, like, yeah, I told the kid, like, you know, saying, you're lucky that nobody was hurt, yourself included. And then he said, like, we probably punch him. We're going to make him run the ball 50 times on the field. Like, dude, what are you talking about? That's not punishment.
Right.
That's empowerment. Like, you telling a player in this era that they're going to touch the ball 50 times. So, like, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he was drunk at the presser. He said he drove 1,000 times drunk, but, like, nah, man. I'm sure he'll clean it up. They'll clean it up for him, you know what I'm saying? But Gundy, like, nah, we can do next. We got the next. We're going to do Colorado and Oklahoma State. Thank you, Brandon Reed.
I got the last one, five-pack. Five-pack, not the sixer, but the five-pack. Last one I want to do, because this will kind of be good with the teams we've done, the heavy hitters. Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Okay.
Game one at Texas A&M. New coach down there.
He got it. Well, like the homie Notre Dame, like the heat is on him too, man. Like, you know, they're not going to be happy with just, you know, flirting with the Holiday Bowl or whatever the hell bowl game. It's a non-classic question. We wasn't in the main bowl. So, no, man, give me Notre Dame. He got this.
Home against Northern Illinois?
They got it. Come on, man. They do have crazy slip-ups on their schedule, man, sometimes, man. You know what I mean? But, like, no, they got Northern Illinois.
At Purdue.
This is kind of talk about. This is just where they have slip-ups, man.
We may be there this one.
Do you know what kind of, you know what I'm saying, craziness will happen when Sue and West Lafayette, when they beat Notre Dame, man, give me Purdue. Come
Oh, JB.
Gonna be a shocker.
Home against Miami, Ohio.
They got the Mac this year. They ain't nobody, no.
Okay. Let me make sure I get this right. So you got 1, 2, 3.
They got a stunner. You got to always pick a stunner with Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
I know you do. You do. Home against Louisville. Maybe that's a stunner. Jeff Brohm.
Well, see, that's not a stunner, right? That's a lock 'em up game, man. You can't, you know, finally you can't really duck it, Notre Dame, on your ACC schedule, right? I don't know if Jeff Brohm got the ponies this year, though. I'm not saying he ain't got no ponies in development and all that, right, ready to roll, but I think Notre Dame survives that one.
Home against Stanford.
Man, do they still got that game for what?
ACC Conference, man.
That's horrible. Well, that's how they saved it. Remember,
yeah,
that's how they saved it, because
ACC.
They need to make them their own conference, Brandon Reeves. I'm getting pissed off. I'm getting pissed off. Because they need to make a West for the West Coast teams. I love when Notre Dame plays Stanford.
Stanford's in the Atlantic Coast.
But you can't put underneath that flag, man. That's the wrong flag that it's under. You're talking about ACs. It's like Atlantic. Come on, man, come on, man.
The logo's going to be on their field out in
Man, shame on me, man. That's this foolhardy world, man. I'm not doing that. They need to make the narrow conference. But, like, nah, man. And I'm glad they kept that game around. I'm sure it's going to be on NBC or Peacock, right? I'll be keyed in. It's one of my favorite games. It really is. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why, man. Probably just because of the nostalgic purposes, right? But, like, nah, man. Notre Dame is knocking that down.
They're going to play in Atlanta, Georgia Tech.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Brandon Reeve. I don't like it, but that's funny, man. They play them kind of like every now and then. It's kind of weird. They go down there and play them. But I think they've already, like, I already had them losing one of them, you know, since the Stunner games, man. Georgia Tech not no slouch though, but Georgia Tech ain't Georgia, so give me Notre Dame.
Take on Navy at home.
It's always a big game.
They play Navy in New York.
Do they? This man, they gonna beat the hell out of Navy.
Okay, they are a home game against Florida State.
Oof, man, we gonna be glued to that one, ain't we? Give me. Ooh, we gonna be glued to that one. That's gonna be a good game. I wish I could come back to it. Oh man, give me Notre Dame, man.
I took Florida State. So that's my slip up.
Oh, you kill it. You ain't gonna never get no media credentials that way, Brandon.
Home game State. Against Virginia.
Notre Dame.
In the Bronx at Yankee Stadium, they take on Army.
They got Navy and Army, but that's right. Give me Notre Dame.
Final one at USC.
again, Brandon. I don't think USC is doing a whole lot of winning this year. Give me Notre Dame.
Okay, we both have Notre Dame going 11-1. What could go wrong?
Do we really?
Yeah, both of us have 11-1. Your slip up was Purdue, and mine was Florida State.
That's where we got to go back to that Florida State. Let's talk about that, Brandon. Let's talk about that.
All right, let's talk about it.
I might have to go back on my. I might have to go back on that. So.
I already did. I got Florida State. You want me to give you a stat?
I want to change. I want to call them a lifeline, call a friend, and change my, go back. Because if they go 11-1, this world will go crazy. But I don't think they're necessarily. They got he returned a lot of his guys as well, and he had a good recruiting class. Great recruiting class, matter of fact. But what you gonna do with the Ferrari when you got the Ferrari is one thing. So I want to take it back. Sorry, Brandon, y'all. Sorry, South Bend. Give me Florida State.
Florida State. So John's gonna go Irish 10-2. I got him 11-1 still. I've got the one slip up Florida State. I'd like for it to be Purdue because I think we'll be at the game. But
I can't do that. I'm not living in that world.
Okay, so we'll put these on Facebook. We'll put them on Twitter. Our first 5-pack of record predictions, we think. I can't wait for Pick'em. I can't wait. The pandemonium that happened with Pick'em last year, it was just chaos. Some of our Pick'em highlights.
Liberty's going to be at the powerhouse this year.
I told you. Did I say Liberty's going to be – they're going to be in the college football playoff. John, are you going to watch the Avengers tonight? I'm not talking the movie. I'm talking the Avengers USA. 10:30 start.
This is LeBron James' final go, man. As an Olympic, technically, even when we go back out there as a Laker, y'all can see that go real fast. But, man, it's LeBron James, Steph Curry, primetime, best of NBA America has, man. I don't want to leave nobody out. Halliburton, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant when he ain't over there whining about his ankle. Sorry, but this is prime time game, man. I expect, LeBron and Steph Curry, to lead the team to a victory.
Mad Dog Chris Russo said it'll just be a matter of time before they have a first in Olympic history, father and son both play on the Olympic team with Bronny.
That dude's a fool, but they trying to replace Skip Bannon so bad, but they just got somebody to say all kind of craziness, man. There ain't no way the Bronny James will ever leapfrog Cooper Flag or anybody or anybody else, man, to be on the Olympic team. What you did with the Lakers from the NBA standpoint, that's one thing. Doing that I get it. USA basketball, he can't not playing part. Not playing together. Sorry, y'all.
No show next week, but join us always on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll be live on there. John, I'm going to force you to make your own graphic. I'm going to send you the picture, and you're going to do in there and edit and put your little things, the wins and losses for the Colts schedule, so we can put those side by side and put them out in the universe.
I'm going to send you that
tonight. I got them 10-7. I had to fix it because initially I fucked up and I put a loss on the bye week. So I had to fix it.
I'm going to probably get it. I'll get it together. I'm probably going to get trouble with my record, but I'll get it together. No problem.
Sounds good. John, I want to thank our sponsor, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, Maverick Custom Motorsports. Without you guys, we would not be able to do our show, which, John, you saw my text earlier today, right? Just off topic.
Yeah, we get it together.
Okay. Other than that, conversation never ends. Watch Avengers tonight, USA. They're going to take on Canada. Hey, Andrew Nimhard, we're going to see him against Halliburton tonight. That'll be fun. But join us as always. Have a great week. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Conversation will always continue on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm sure it's going to happen, especially with John going against the Irish against Purdue. So we'll see you guys all then. Take care. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content. Thank you.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruits, real juice, for a real sipping good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Fill your summer with sound as the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra kicks off the 2024 Kroger Symphony on the Prairie season at Connor Prairie. Don't miss your Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra as they perform the music of Queen, Led Zeppelin, a weekend of disco hits, the best of John Williams, and the exciting Star-Spangled Symphony celebration. Buy date-specific tickets now at indianapolissymphony.org and at select Central Indiana Kroger stores. Pack your picnics, gather your friends, and we'll see you at the Prairie this summer.